News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
That hospitals avoided a surge in patients on trolleys after St. Patrick's weekend. That follows a move the HSE chief Bernard Gloucester and the health minister Jennifer O'Carroll basically demanding this, that more senior consultants and essential staff be rostered to work over the weekend. It seems, Ciara, that it has had an effect. The numbers are dramatically down. Normally after a bank holiday weekend, the numbers are way up on trolleys.
What are the figures?
I have some figures in front of me. 617 people were on trolleys after the St. Bridget's weekend, which is, of course, the start of February. A mere 6 weeks later, we have another bank holiday, the Patrick's weekend, 230. So about a third down. And, you know, the thing about it is this, is we have had, you and I have had members of the health service on here, the week after a bank holiday weekend, bemoaning numbers on trolleys and saying it's a disgrace. And you and I have both put to them, well, is that not to do with the fact that a lot of your members, for example, will have taken 3 days off and that's always been rubbish? But apparently, as you say, Bernard Gloucester and the minister, new Minister for Health, and there's some credit due here, I think, to the new Minister for Health, Jennifer Carr-McNeill, has insisted that there will be rostered on over weekends essential staff and senior doctors, and they want them not just on call, but they want them on site. And Bernard Gloucester has gone further. He has said the only way that the health service can become efficient is to work later into the evenings and Saturdays as well, if not the whole weekend. Now, I know firsthand, by the way, if you're listening out there and your blood is boiling because you work in the HSE, I know how hard a job you do, because I've done the job. I've been a junior doctor. I've worked in hospitals throughout this state and I've worked as a GP. So I know that. But at the end of the day, people get 6-7 days a week. It cannot really be anything other than shift work unless we want to have these pinch points, these gluts, these backlogs, all of that kind of thing. And that's not good for people. And in the same way, I believe, and I've said it many times in this station and on this show, that, for example, education should be run for the benefit of pupils, not teachers. I don't think the health service can be run for the benefit of anyone other than patients. I think this is a reflection of that, and that it's working.
Yeah. And look, you're absolutely right to say that people work really hard in the health service. And there's brilliant people. And
it's the toughest job you'll ever do. I actually believe that.
Anyone who goes into a hospital, you can tell that straight away. There's brilliant people in there. But the reality is the health service has always been geared. Health service work practices have always been geared towards staff, not towards patients. And we shouldn't be shocked that if there's a change in that if it's actually more geared towards patients, it actually brings results. We saw during COVID what can happen in the health service when everyone rallies together, when everyone is flexible and agrees to make change and come out of their silos. Amazing things happened in the health service during COVID, and amazing things happened over the weekend. Let's see more of it. That's the point. We want to see more of that. Let us know what you make of it. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.